Well, that's part of the problem, Catherine. It's up today in Lifford here for passing for Part 8 planning, and I don't think that the residents and around the Rathmullen area is ready for that yet, as we see from the submissions. There's a lot of division there on the actual route, or if it is even required at all. So I've asked that further consultation will take place with both the councillors and the people living in and around Rathmullen, and maybe we'll try and come up with some kind of agreement. But I did say, yes, that there was some incorrect information given on the night of the public consultation, and maybe if that incorrect information hadn't been given, might have different outcome from as far as the submissions is concerned.
So what you're looking for now really is to tease out those issues and for maybe a further public consultation to take place, so further clarity really is got.
Yeah, for the clarity, and I do believe that if there was more consultation taking place, that maybe we could tease out a lot of the issues, and we could take most people with us rather than possibly dividing the full community in Rathmullen.
It's important to get it right too. Obviously, there's issues in terms of businesses and so on, and heavy duty vehicles. Like the list is endless.
The list is endless, but you know, and some of the submissions we've received here, some of the businesses aren't happy with the proposal. And I think their concerns have to be taken on board, because they are the ratepayers of this county, and I think they have to be looked after as well as everybody else.
And they're the ones that are going to be affected and impacted the most, obviously, with these plans.
Well, possibly the residents of Rathmullen will be impacted as well, but look, it's the last thing you want to see is anybody put out of business because of decisions will be made due to the right information that's given to people at the time.